Callie desperately searches for a brand new job, and Gael reignites an old flame. We are talking all that and more on Season 2, Episode 2 of Good Trouble, titled Torn. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here getting into some Good Trouble tonight. We are excited to be here. I'm joined by my lovely panel. We're going to be reviewing the episode, of course, then playing a fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble?
Is it fun?
It's so much fun. I love this game. And we have these amazing paddles, which you can find out how you can win a signed paddle from the cast. So make sure you stay tuned for the entire segment. We're talking all that and more. We have news and gossip. And this episode was crazy. I mean, I was hoping there'd be more Alice in there. She wasn't even there. But we got some great moments with Davia. Will Davia get back with Jeff? Is he moving to LA? Is she moving back to Fitchburg? We're going to be reviewing all that and more. But first, I want to introduce my incredible panel. I have the unapologetic and beautiful Shay Jones.
Hey, guys. I'm so excited about tonight's episode, and it's about to get real about my comments tonight, too.
Oh, it always is. And our new addition to the panel, who keeps it real, which is why we call her Lauren the Truth.
What's up, guys? I'm happy to give my truthful inputs tonight, too.
Yes, I'm so excited. And I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones. Let's get it popping. So I wanted to ask you guys, because before we kind of dive into the whole thing, because there's a lot to review, what is your overall thoughts of the episode?
There's a lot of breakups-ness happening, or attempted breakup-ness that's happening. And then there's just a lot of truthful moments in just in the entire episode that I just appreciated. Because everybody deals with breakup differently. And there's actually, as a conversation real quick, but there actually is a concierge that will help you do a breakup. Like an actual service that will help you break up with somebody.
Well, that's nice. I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
But overall, it was a great episode.
And what do you think, Lauren?
Overall, I thought it was a really good episode, too. I guess I was more looking at how people dealt with pain, their own. Everyone had some type of, you know, obstacle to work through this episode. So it was good to see how everyone worked through it or ran away from their problems.
Yeah, I think it's so easy to run away from your problems. I do want to say I loved, like you said, all the different ways that people experience pain. And I think that there were so many different circumstances. It wasn't all heartbreak. It wasn't all thoughts of feeling lonely and, you know, the suicide storyline, which luckily he is safe from, because that really scared me. That was like such a cliffhanger from season one, and I'm just like, remind me his name again. Like
Dennis.
I always forget his name is Dennis. I should just remember Dennis and Davia. I think they're a
double
great couple.
Double square. That is their D square. That is their ship name.
I know.
For future reference.
I'm just ready for Jeff to be out of the picture and for Dennis and Davia to get together, because it looks like it can be a good thing.
I mean, I think he's still on the road to recovery, definitely, because even though we kind of saw him struggle with it for a second, it is going to be that. It's going to be that struggle for a while.
Right.
And you have to live in your own mind, unfortunately, to actually get to the other side of that trauma.
It takes
and struggle.
A lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they both have so much
overnight baggage,
too, that they have to work through their own baggage before even getting in a relationship, because that's going to be just a really messy relationship.
Yeah. It's easy to want to fix someone else, or like, not to fix them, but just to be there for them and to help them through whatever they're going through. And you have to sometimes take a moment to be like, and this is something I'm definitely still learning, but to take a moment and be like, okay, well, if they really have all these problems and they're not ready for me, then I need someone who's going to be there and be ready for me. Mm-hmm. And so you have to find someone who's like-minded in the sense where you're both on the same page at the same time, because you can't just jump into someone else's problems and expect to fix them, because that's 9 times out of 10 not going to happen. So that's something that I learned from tonight's episode. But I did want to talk about the cliffhanger from last week. Malika going in with Callie's badge. We didn't know what she was doing, where she was going.
Yes, and, we did.
Well, I mean, we knew she was doing something to Judge Wilson. I thought it was incredible. I loved what she said to Judge Wilson. It wasn't violent. She came in and she said exactly what she wanted to say, and she got taken out. And so she didn't mess up the office. She didn't do anything crazy. She just came in and said exactly what she thought. And I thought her words were so impactful, and she didn't stutter once. Because you know how when you're angry, you stutter. I do.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. I think she said everything gracefully. She got her point across, and she even kind of got a little people in his office like, oh, wow, she, you know, maybe she is telling the truth. Maybe I didn't look at it from this point of view. Mm-hmm. So I am glad that she didn't destroy anything. Right? I'm glad she confronted him. But, yeah, that was definitely a heartfelt scene.
It really was.
It truly was. And like you said, you know, she didn't raise, I mean, she kind of raised her voice, but it was in such a way where I want you to understand where I'm coming from, sir. I want you to actually understand what you did had an impact, not just on the life of the cop, but on the life of Jamal's mom and my life and being a black woman in America. Mm-hmm. That is actually something you don't have to think about because, in a way, you live in white privilege. You're a judge. You're wealthy. You have connections, and I unfortunately do not. So you need to check yourself a little bit. And I needed to tell you that today.
And who was Judge Wilson's assistant or...
We never...
I forgot her name, but she had such amazing things to say because Judge Wilson wanted, to press charges against Malika. And she came to him and was like, sir, I really respectfully am asking you a favor for this one time. I've never asked you for a favor. Please do not go after her. It will ruin her life. And she's just trying to be a black woman in this country.
No, it was a real talk. Like,
yeah.
She said, I wasn't hired to have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's true. Like, sometimes we get into jobs, especially in law, whatever, not for our opinions, but to do our job. And if we just want to do our job right, we do it. And, you know, we keep our to ourselves and just do the job we're hired for.
Yeah.
But then when you see something like this, and I actually have to pull a favor and be like, do not ruin this young woman's life for living while black in America. Dude, like, that is true. She's dealing with years and years of anger and frustration and not feeling heard and invisible because this country makes us that way. Like, I think in a way we've almost brainwashed ourselves as a country to... And, like, that's why we fight so hard for Black Lives Matter and things like that, because we're trying to get you to hear us. We're not invisible. We matter, no matter what our skin color is. We matter.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the assistant, by her seeing Malika do the storm in the office and say that, I think that was kind of a wake-up call to her because, obviously, you know, she's been working for this man for over 15 years. Yeah, she's seen how he operates. She knows he's not the best person. But, like she said, she wasn't hired for her opinion. She needs her check at the end of the day. But I think for her to see someone, black, female, go in there and tell him exactly what she felt, I think she was like, you know what? I've been wanting to say this the whole time, and I couldn't. Yes. So let me stand up for this girl, because obviously, she would have got charged.
For the entire community.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So I thought that was very commendable. I was hoping she said something. I was like,
I know
you are not going to sit there while this man continuously lets off police for, you know, messing with minorities. So I'm glad she said something.
And I'm so happy that Callie decided, you know what, I can't work here anymore. This is a toxic work environment. I don't think I'm going to be able to have
an impact.
Yeah, mm-hmm. On Judge Wilson's opinions or how he carries out his job. So she quits. And so she's not getting unemployment, which means Mariana is paying all the bills. Mariana thinks, oh, we're going to be getting some unemployment checks, like, holla. No. And so Callie's desperately searching for a new job, but she cannot get a new job until she passes the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the entire struggle with Callie right now, but she's also wanting to take a break from Jamie, which I'm happy about, because I don't like them together.
I'm sorry. I totally agree. And seriously, the reason is why, because they're on two different spectrums of pages of where they want to be in life.
Yeah.
And when you're on two separate spectrums of pages, that means you're not on the same one to grow in your relationship. Jamie wants the country life. He wants a country club. He wants to golf. He wants to be a power couple.
Mm-hmm.
Where Callie wants to fight social injustice, and I feel like both their careers are definitely not going to mesh that well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was needed that they take a break, because she needed to focus on her goals and how, you know, she obviously just quit, and she needed some time to realize what does she want to do with her life, and if she wants to be with this man who has completely different goals than her. So I think it was good for her, but I also think I was under the impression at first, I'm sure we all were, that she got fired. So when she quit, I was like, good for you, because I feel like most people in that position probably would have stayed. They were like, you know, let me get this internship. It's going to look great on my resume and I'm going to land the job. But she said, no, I'm going to stand up for social injustice and I'm quitting.
But she did it in such a graceful, like we keep saying graceful, in a very classy way of just, I respect. I respect my time here, mm-hmm. and thank you so much for the opportunity, but I can no longer be where I am not making a change. Like, yeah. that seriously is what I want. I don't want to try to interpret the law. I want to be able to change it and make it better.
And Callie has never been the type to be able to have a level head. She comes with her moments of wisdom, mm-hmm. but we've seen in the foster, she's very hot-headed, and she says what she thinks, and it gets her in trouble. And I think that this was a very respectful and humbling way to be like, I can't do this anymore. I need to do... Like, the old Callie might have been like, you know, you don't deserve me, you know, like something like that. She's grown up and she's like, thank you for the opportunity, but I have to go make a change.
Well, you know what? I'm glad. In. And the one part she kind of snapped when she said, well, who's going to hold your son accountable?
That's the old Callie creeping through.
Thank you.
But real talk, like, it needed to be said, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to hold your son? He's like, I'm holding your son accountable. No, the police is holding your son accountable and they got you in their back pocket. So... But you needed the wake-up call, and I'm sorry, I would have said it too.
He yeah. definitely, and I think she probably handled it more classy than I would have.
Yes.
Because it's just like, wow, how much can you put up with? And
yeah.
and she knows about his family issues and the son. It's just like, you're really going to do this to, you know, this family, and obviously it's affecting Malika. Mm-hmm. So she handled it great. But, I mean, whenever I leave jobs, I always try to do it in the most respectful way. But in my head, I am like...
Bye.
Like, middle finger up. I'll be having a list of things. And I, like, write it out. And then I'm like, okay, cool. Now,
right.
thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, like, you can't really burn bridges. It's
no.
crazy if you do.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's a messy, messy business.
Luckily for Callie, she didn't really burn it so much as because she went out for the ACLU job. And she was like, that was badass.
Yeah.
And when it's ACLU, they love that type of stuff. When you actually are actually saying, I know my worth. I know what I want to do in my life. And I'm sorry if I thought I could change you, but I can't. And I have to stand up for what I believe in. It's been a couple months coming, but she finally did it.
She did it.
Because I've been waiting on it since season one. Because I didn't think she was going to last that long.
I didn't either. I really didn't.
Yeah. Well, someone who needed a wake-up call, you mentioned Callie needed a wake-up call, or Judge Wilson needed a wake-up call. Well, Mariana, she was dreaming about her and Evan kissing at work, which makes me think she has a little bit of a crush on him, or her mind subconsciously sees them together, even though she's dating Raj, and they're getting hot and heavy in the workplace. They had sex in the workplace. And Evan saw.
And Evan,
he's a watcher.
He looked and he like kind of like one of those scaredy boys who catches their, like, not even their parents going at it, but almost like their friends, and just kind of like, oh, I'm not supposed to be here, and then
and just turned and walked away.
Yeah,
just turned and walked away. Yeah,
like, I'm really not, like, I wasn't supposed to see this action.
Okay, Evan was cool. Like, I just did the, you know, Women's Day at Speculate, and you're gonna just like hop on Raj at work?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was wondering that too. You're like, okay, does she have feelings for him, or is her mind just subconsciously doing that? Because I've had dreams about people, too, and I'm like, I don't even like this person. Like, why am I dreaming about this person?
And
it's not all hot and heavy, but it's just, like, little things that could be like, what does this mean, you know?
I just need to get laid.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Not me.
Well, like, in general, but, like, I mean, granted, she is getting laid, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, she's getting laid.
She's getting laid. It could be a lot of things subconsciously that we have no idea, like, about... Why our dreams are, like, happening the way they happen at
all. I have
all.
A lot of questions why my dreams are the way they are.
Yeah, if there's a dream interpreter in the chat, can you let us know? Because
please.
We really want to know what this means.
My dreams are none of my business, to be honest.
You know, well, okay, no, but yeah, I guess, like, something that wasn't completely answered in this episode for me was, after Evan saw Raj and Mariana making out, he talked to
Angela.
And, of course, she made that comment in the Fight Club meeting. But is there going to be any action taken towards them?
Okay, so this is also the sneaky way you did it. I can appreciate it. But I'm also just like, dang, Evan, you're really trying to, like, just cut it off. It actually has been happening for a while. So now you're just really trying to, like, put yourself in the running.
I mean, I think at this point he's thinking, okay, well, I need to stop this. Because he feels like he's giving Mariana a lot of leeway in the workplace, as far as, like, he's wanting to bring her up, you know, higher in the ranks, which she obviously deserves it, mm-hmm. but he thinks in his mind he's giving her, like, some kind of advantage or helping her out because he wants potentially a relationship. He's clouded by his judgments of, you know, if it weren't for her, he wouldn't even be pursuing the equal pay, you know.
See, and that's the part I'm confused on, because does he want a relationship, or is she just the only one that gets him?
I think it's mostly, everybody's afraid of Evan. And exactly, unfortunately, right. Mariana is not one of them. And besides maybe Angela, like, he can actually have a conversation and not have her run away within 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Just be real. I like the idea for a woman's day. Yes, give me a free mani. Yes, give me a free petty right. and everything. However, I was with, I forgot that character's name. She was just like, is my raisin there? I was like, yes, this is my woman right now, though.
Allegedly, Evan is working to close the gender pay gap, but...
But his board...
his male board of directors is having some problems. But I did want to say, guys, we are in the live chat, so make sure to shout us out. We're going to be giving you guys some shout-outs, so definitely check that out. But before we move on to the next topic, I did want to say thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We love you guys, and for us to continue to grow, we could use your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, please give us a big thumbs up, leave us a review in the comments below, and we'd love to hear from you. If you're listening to us on iTunes, though, make sure to give us that 5-star rating, and please leave us a comment in there as well. And we're going to be telling you how you can win one of these signed paddles by the cast in just a little bit, so stay tuned for that. But
speaking of the chat, real quick before we continue, shout out to Brooke Parker, Daniela Smith. You guys commented on last week's video with Daisy in it. And everybody in the chat right now, we got Fly Chick, we got a Run, I got Dan Snow, and I'm just going to spell it because I don't want to say it wrong. CHELSM90. Cool.
We love you.
M90, yes.
But no matter,
I really was not trying to mess that up.
No matter where you guys are, though, please leave us a comment below so we can get connected with you and we can get involved in this conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to us, all of us. So thank you for that. We appreciate you guys. And don't forget to tell your friends, because we're all just trying to hang out on a Tuesday night. So we appreciate it. Thank you. So I want to talk about this whole Mariana and Raj thing real quick. We talked about it a little bit. They're hooking up at work. Mm-hmm. Do we think that this is going to continue, or do we think that there are going to be cameras set in place?
Did you just say cameras? Like, yes. As in to film a...
Well, I mean...
Oh, you mean just in the workplace?
To surveil.
Oh, okay.
Not to tape and upload.
Well, I definitely think it's not going to happen in the workplace anymore since Angela made that comment.
Yes.
If they want to continue being in a relationship, they're definitely going to have to keep it even more down low than before.
Yeah.
It can only strictly be outside the workplace, which kind of sucks. But, you know, if they kind of made it work a little before, so hopefully they can do it now.
We'll see. It's going to have to be secretive.
I mean, also what she could do possibly is just kick him off the team.
Ooh.
Because it only said if you're a supervisor or a team lead and your person was on the same team as you.
They did
now,
say that.
Now, if he's not on the same team as me, okay, that's a loophole. Different conversation. I mean...
I like that.
I'm just saying.
But they always say, don't mix business with pleasure.
But they were mixing it before, so...
They are.
I would love to
that's
mix
a technicality
business with pleasure.
Also, talking about loopholes, I feel like that's a technicality. Because before you said this whole sexual harassment thing, I was already in a previous relationship with somebody I work with, so does that still count?
It's null and void.
Yeah.
It's null and void.
Those are questions that I have.
I like your questions. Those are good. I did want to talk about Davia and Dennis because I love that storyline. I think it's very sweet. And she's trying so hard to help him with exercising, with the diet, with listening to music that helps your mood.
Sorry, binary beats did not help. They're annoying.
What is it?
Binary beats.
What's that?
It's this annoying thing where it's just like it's almost music and then just like a beat. Beat. Like,
no.
It's trying to... I get the purpose of it because I've listened to it before, but it's also annoying because it doesn't... I feel like it's not working. And now I'm annoyed.
I think it would make me have anxiety, to be honest. I'd be like, where's the beat? Where's it going to drop? Like, I wouldn't like
it. It'll come, like, at a really, like, kind of slow... Like, it's really trying to be relaxing and really trying to get you into the state you need to be in, but I personally just don't find it relaxing.
I couldn't get there. No.
I'd love the fact that Dennis left her to hop on that bus, though. That was... Epic.
I would have been so mad.
I would have been mad, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's very skeptical of the entire thing. He doesn't really know if he wants... wants help, but at the same time, he's scared. Because sometimes when you know that you need help, it's easy to just be like, oh, no, I'm not going to do it because it's, like, too scary. And it's a lot. It's emotional. It's a lot of turmoil and confusion.
But I think, for me, the biggest thing to take out of that is that you... can't save somebody who doesn't want to be saved. They have to start the process of saving themselves.
Are you talking about my ex?
Whoa.
My bad.
No, but in general, as like, we've been saying, like, the breakups and everything, like, and when you're trying to save somebody, being there is never going to be the wrong answer, but trying to thrust that big change that you want for them to make themselves, it can't come from you. It seriously has to come from within you.
Okay, fine, Shay. I hear what you're saying, okay?
Oh, my gosh. No, you're completely right.
No, when I start preaching, you will know, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I definitely think Dennis has to want it for himself as well, mm-hmm. because Davia can want it for him all she wants, but that's not going to change him. And obviously, he's resisting all of her methods of help. So hopefully we get to see a change in him, because I don't like him when he's this sad. You know what I mean? He obviously needs his time to mourn, and I'm not saying he doesn't, but I do want to see some steps in the right direction.
Absolutely.
I think he tried that, at least with sleeping with Davia. Like, cause he, well, not sleeping with that, but actually sleeping.
In her presence.
In her presence, in her room, because he actually, I think, realizes that it needs to happen. But also, just, that was his first step.
I don't even think so. I just think he wanted to be comforted, and he feels safe around her. I don't really think that was him being like, I want to do better. I think it was really? Just like, really? I need a friend. I think it was just like, I need a friend and I don't want to be alone.
I've been there. It happens. Sometimes you're not ready for that change, but you're just like, I need some love.
Exactly.
But I feel like that's also the way you start to make the change. When you get to that part,
yeah,
it's that not, part. I don't think it's going to be that I don't think it's going to be that far to I can actually start trying to help myself.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously left therapy though before it even really started.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he takes it seriously. Obviously, Davia said a few things about, like, oh, is this what you did to your wife? And I was like, well, okay, all right.
Cut pretty deep.
Let's just roll it back real quick, because I don't think that that was an appropriate comment for her to make, because it's only going to make him more depressed. I know she's thinking, I'm going to give him the truth, but she doesn't know enough about that situation to speak on it quite
yet. True.
But I do want to say that Gael... in this whole Elijah situation,
ooh,
coming back.
Yes.
They had a lot of chemistry.
Yes. Oh, no, it was like...
his true love.
I could just watch this for days and not get tired of watching these two hot men together right now. They're just hot. It was just like, seriously, watching them talk to each other was like watching foreplay happen.
Oh, gosh.
Without taking off her clothes.
All right.
Wait a damn minute.
No, for real, it was. It was like watching, like, foreplay without, like, the kind of foreplay you get from, like, actual having mind connection with somebody.
Mm. Like, sounds nice.
I'm just saying, okay.
Oh, my
so
gosh, do you remember that video? About, simulate my mother trucking mind. Do you remember that video?
No.
Okay, well, someone look it up. Someone
all
look
right,
it up.
Well, okay, Elijah, yes, he is fine. Gael, yes, he is fine. They don't need to talk to each other. They could talk to me.
Oh.
But, you know, they were both very attractive. I was like, eye candy for days. I loved, they're both
but
really
I'm not
attractive.
Wrong. But I'm not wrong. It's legit like watching, like, the kind of mind stimulation foreplay like
okay.
you have with somebody.
I mean, agree to disagree. I don't know.
I'll take your
I didn't
word
feel
for
it, but you know, whatever.
I feel like as you get older, when you look for a relationship, you shouldn't always look for, you know, just the sex part. You should
right.
also look for someone who stimulates your mind, stimulates your creativity, stimulates a way to just for you to be okay in who you are.
That comes
and that's
first.
The sexiest thing ever. I'm
yeah.
sorry, that is very sexy, and that's the biggest turn on. I feel like just true. Yeah,
it's nice.
It's not bad.
It's a nice feeling, let me tell you what.
we're going to leave that Dakota somewhere else.
But, okay, so I did forget to mention, though, Davia told Jeff she did not want to move back to Fitchburg, and he says, fine, I'm going to move to L.A.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I'm interested to see what exactly goes down there.
That's the perfect time to just break up with him. Personally.
I know.
She should have just cut
she
it off. If she truly did not want to be with him, she'd just be like, look, I'm just trying to let you off the easy way, but in real life, no, I don't want to be with you. Has she moved on? We don't completely know yet, but
yeah.
I know my worth, I know my value, and I don't want to be with you.
Speak.
I think it's because she's so comfortable. Like, she was so comfortable with having what she had with Jeff be, like, a long-distance thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now when he finally actually did the thing that she wanted for him to happen, it didn't feel like she expected it to feel.
No, she's like, I never thought you'd actually leave your wife.
Yeah.
I never thought that we'd actually have the relationship I wanted for so long, but now I'm actually realizing, like you said, my worth and what I am about. But she ain't got to the point where she can... I think it's funny, as loud and amazing as Davia is and how truthful she is, this is the one time she can't do it.
She's like, I loved what we had going on, but Dennis is waiting in my bed, so I gotta go.
And now that you love your wife, I don't really want you anymore.
It's not as fun. It's not as interesting. It's not as fun. Not as much as a challenge.
It's not a challenge. And there's a sexy tall dude just like in my chilling bed.
Who needs me. So can we wrap this up?
Right, exactly. And then I did want to, before we move on to the game, Malika finds her father.
Oh, yes.
Which is against her brother's will, because the brother was like, let's just leave it alone. We've got enough to deal with.
Okay, I get why he was saying it, but at the same time, when you find a letter from your father in a hidden Bible that used to belong to your mother, you might want to ask some questions. Because you don't know why your father was in prison. You don't know why he left. She could have kept him away from you. I'm just saying that's some information you might need to know.
I feel like some people are afraid to find out the truth. You know, he had this perception of his mother, and obviously Malika knew the real deal. I mean, you saw last season when she gave her money, and Malika's mom went and sent the son out to buy alcohol. Yeah. So, I mean, she knew how her mother was, and I think she does want to know the truth, but I think Malika's brother is not ready to hear it. He doesn't want to see his dead mom in a certain light, and that's why he was like, no, just leave it alone. But I feel like I would be like Malika too. Now I want to find out what this is about. But for her to just like walk in his apartment and be like, I'm your daughter, I was like, what? One, why is your door not locked? Why are you just letting strangers in?
Come in.
And by the way, I'm your daughter.
I mean, first of all, but to answer your questions, you left the door open for me to knock. You said come in. Mm-hmm. So you get what you get.
Nope. Well,
that's why I keep my door locked. Right? I keep my door locked because I'm not having anyone coming and saying they're my child.
Nobody.
No, ma'am.
Okay. There's just so much. I really want Dom to, what I want for Dom this season, I really want him to heal from, you know, the guilt he might feel for his mom, but to also just realize that you can love your mom and still, in a way, hate your mom. Because of, you know, what she did to you. Whether you were in compliance or not, you did love her. But her choices weren't that great. And you have to kind of go through that process as well. Because mm-hmm. now she's not even, she can't defend herself. Now she's dead. She's gone. And now you have to live with that too.
Yeah.
So for Dom, I really just want to see how he's going to grow this season and how his, you know, feelings are going to progress. Because now that Malika has found their father, when she tells him, how is he going to react?
Oh, I know. There needs to be honesty and there needs to be trust between the two, because they've had a very rocky relationship as siblings. And I think when it comes down to it, hiding things never works out. It ends up hurting people a lot more than healing them. So don't try to protect people. Tell them the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, but then that's what family is, unfortunately, sometimes.
Yeah, I guess you just got to work on the delivery. Tell the truth, but work on the... Because, like, obviously, if the relationship is rocky, you don't want to just come up and be like, by the way, even though you said don't look for dad, I found
him.
Yeah, you got to do it strategically.
Well, I mean, he kind of knew she was going to do it because she kept reading that letter. He's just like, oh, I thought you gave it up.
Yeah.
I thought you were giving up activism today. Cool.
Not quite yet.
Well, you guys, that concludes the review section. Why you always got to interrupt me when I'm trying to do my damn transitions?
Because we forgot to talk about Isaac up in here, and I want to talk about that section.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, Isaac is back. They're having a relationship, and he's trying to make it official.
Mm-hmm.
Having her meet the family. They've been together, a couple months?
A couple months now, yeah.
So, you know, I'm sorry, that's attractive. You want me to meet your family?
Yes. I mean, I
think it's the right time.
I was disappointed with her and for not wanting to meet them. Like, he is fine. You know what I mean? I'm like, yes, I'll meet your family. But you know what my problem is with a lot of shows, and this is so many shows. I could name them, but I don't want to say any. it's just, they make black female characters so hard sometimes because that's how they have to be, and they have to be a certain way, you know? And it's just like, dang, it kind of makes them, to the audience, like they can't accept love from a man. Mm-hmm. And that really bothers me because it's a lot of black female characters who have leading roles. And it's like anytime a man wants to come in their life, they're like, oh, they push them away or they're not ready. And it's just like, really? And sometimes it'd be black directors, which makes me even more mad because I get it. That's how some people are. But really, almost every big name show that happens, I'm just like, I'm so disappointed. Make a show where black women in power can be loved and they can accept it.
Mm.
That's all I'm going to say on
But
that.
Let's be real, though. Sometimes It just is like that. I mean, they're not.
I said sometimes, but like literally almost all the shows that I watch, it's like problematic for, you know, a black female who is in a leading role to just honestly just be like, yes, I do want to be in a relationship with you. We're obviously going to have issues, but anytime they want to progress, no, I'm going to run away. I'm too scared. Mm-hmm. I don't want to meet your family. I don't want to get engaged.
It's like.
I guess the shows are like popping up in my mind, but I don't want to blast them. So
and I'm actually trying to think of one that. To counteract that.
And you can't.
And I can't.
Oh. Thank
so,
you.
She's not wrong. I really wish I could counteract her right now. So, badly just have an argument about it. But I can't. However, she did say, just give me a couple weeks.
Okay.
Which isn't technically not like her saying, I don't want to accept you in my life. I don't want to have your love in my life. I just really need a second. But what he said was something powerful. You don't always have to live in your struggle. Or live with the struggle.
Yeah.
And as a black community, we do that a lot. We just do. Because it's kind of hard not to when you're always reminded of it at the same time.
Yeah.
It just is. But then you do get to a successful point in your life, but you still don't know how to act.
That part. But you know what? I'm hoping she does eventually soften up and meet the family. Because they're so cute together. But, you know. She's going through a lot right now.
She finally is dealing with the aftermath of the trial, and that's a lot for her right now. She's taking a step back from the activism standpoint because she just needs to have a moment for her emotions and for her heart to heal.
Her mom needs to take care of herself, right?
Now she's jumping in looking for her father, though. I'm like, take a moment for you, please.
Please. Malika.
She needs to do some more of that free self-care look.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's time we get into some good and trouble in our game, Have You Been Good or Trouble?
Ew.
We have these amazing paddles for those of you who are listening to us on iTunes and cannot see. One side says good, one side says trouble, and we are going to basically read off a synopsis of... I'm sorry, I'm coughing.
You're good.
Of something going on in the show, and then we're going to vote.
Okay.
And these paddles are going to be signed by the cast, like last season. And all you guys have to do in order to win one of the 5 signed paddles is leave us a comment on YouTube, put 5 stars, like emojis, or, you know, just put say 5 stars, and tell us what you love about our after show. That will enter you. And also, if you give us 5 stars on iTunes and leave a review on the show, you're entered automatically as well. Please include your Instagram handle or your Twitter handle so that way we can find you, because there were a few people that we wanted to give a paddle to last season, but we could not find their how to reach
contact
them.
Information.
Also, if you did win one last season, unfortunately, you're not up for another one this season.
Because we got to let somebody
share.
Else. We have to share.
We got to share the wealth.
All right, Shay, take it away.
So today's question of Have You Been Good or Trouble is, Davia not breaking up with Jeff out of fear and lying to Dennis about it, do we think that that will be good or trouble for Dennis' state of
Ooh,
mind?
3, 2, 1.
Sorry.
Easy. Trouble all the way around the table, guys. I don't think that that's smart. I think that it's sketchy. I think that if he's starting to trust her, not that they're in a relationship, Dennis and Davia, but she doesn't need to be hiding this because she's told him pretty much that they're over,
uh-huh.
and they're not.
She pinky promised.
She pinky promised.
And he's so vulnerable. Like, yeah. If he is obviously going to her for help and maybe even wanting to build a relationship, if he finds out this news, that's just going to crush him. Hopefully not send him back spiraling, but it's going to maybe set him back a bit.
Oh, I hate that. I just want to see him move in a positive direction.
Yeah.
But it takes time, regardless.
We do not know how he's going to receive this news, but we do know how you guys are going to receive some news, because we have some news and gossip to tell you.
Oh, nice.
Come on, transitions.
Transitions.
Yes. So, for our first piece of news and gossip, Trevor Jackson and Sierra...
Yep.
Ramirez have, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the date. She said Friday. They have released a song called Broke Us. You can check it out. They actually put the links in both of their IG pages. Check it out. iTunes and YouTube. It's actually pretty good. Like, I was like, okay, look at you with that white beater on, the wet hair, looking all sexy, girl. Okay. And then next, Mr. Denim Richards, which is Gael's love interest in the this episode, also his previous love interest, he tweeted Instagram, posted on his Instagram saying that, you know, obviously catch him in this new series, but he said he's never played a role like this before. So he's really excited to, you know, obviously tap into this part of his acting skill and just open up and really dive into this character. And then last but not least, for some good trouble, show news. So this article is just kind of talking about, obviously, the larger themes of the show. Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice was a consultant during the first season, and now she has actually become part of the writer's room. So, you know, they talk about their decision to put the movement and the spotlight, which by that she means Black Lives Matter. And just, you know, obviously how it's not talked about enough. And, you know, with a lot of white writers, they don't feel comfortable. And even white people don't feel comfortable talking about race, classism, sexism. And she definitely felt like it should be something talked upon in this series. And then also, Ramirez, she plays the lady in tech. She's obviously standing up for women's rights. She was aware of the issues that women faced in the tech world, and she said she loved representing the Latinas in the tech world.
I love that. And she does an incredible job.
She really does.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys, thank you so much. We love talking to you guys. And before we go, quick predictions.
I can't do it.
Why?
Why?
We know what happened.
Oh, dang. So I'm the only one who could do it?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, Shay and I had the chance to visit the set of Good Trouble for season 2, episode 3. Mm-hmm. We got to hang out all day. We got to talk to everybody. Everyone was so sweet and so kind. And so, yeah, Shay and I will have to stay Switzerland in this discussion. But, Lauren,
okay,
please take
it away.
I'll
make a prediction. Well, something actually we didn't mention was that at the end, Callie chose Jamie whenever she didn't pass the bar exam. So, dun-dun-dun-dun, that's part of my prediction. I think he comforted her. You know, he didn't be like, oh, man, what? You didn't pass? Like, he was actually there for her, and he hugged her, stayed with her. So maybe she'll open that door again and try and explore something, especially since she sees that Elijah is back in the picture. I think that's definitely going to make Callie and Gael's relationship just be further and further. Not their friendship, but I don't think they're going to get together with Elijah back in the picture.
Okay.
And for Mariana's character, I think that things are going to get real tough in the workplace because, you know, obviously now two people know about her relationship with Raj. So I think they're going to either have to figure out if they actually want to work together and be friends or if they want to continue this relationship. I hope they choose the relationship, but from the looks of it, I don't know. She wants to be respected by her coworkers. So.
Absolutely.
Those are my predictions.
Ooh, you guys, I want to say a lot of things.
I have so.
Don't spoil it, you guys.
That's why I'm like me. I'm looking at him and I'm looking down.
Spoiler alert.
I know. We can't do this because we want to be able to go back to set, Shay, so we're not going to say anything. But you guys.
We'll show some pictures.
Next week, we will show some pictures.
That we have from set.
That would be actually a really good idea. We'll make sure to send those in.
Spoiler alert.
No, ma'am.
We have not one. But two guests coming in next week.
Oh.
Yay. We won't tell you who they are, however, but one, count them two, guest is coming into the studio.
That's exciting. You guys are going to want to make sure to tune in to all of that and more. A double interview, double feature. We're excited.
I love how the faith y'all had in me, though, for that spoiler. Like, really.
I was like, what?
Shay's going to give it away.
There's some faith in that.
But Shay, where can everyone find you on social media?
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. Check out my YouTube channel. My first video actually is titled Living While Black and What It Means to Us. So check that out. And you can find me starting Mondays during Grand Hotel at 8 p.m.
Okay. Well, I got a lot of plugs in there. I'm going to go ahead and do mine. Once again, my name's Lauren. You can find me at Lauren the Truth on Instagram and Twitter. Check out my website, lauren-patricia.com. And you can check me Wednesday nights on The Handmaid's Tale at 8 p.m.
All right. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Check out my YouTube for my brand new cover of Someone You Loved, which was a lot of fun to record. And also catch me on those dating apps. All right, you guys. We love you, and we're going to be getting into some good trouble with you next week.
Check them out.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.